It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Hey, everyone. Gosh, what are we talking about today? We're going to talk about pain, but also about your diet, how diet has a huge integral part about how it can help you with pain or even cause pain. And who's going to help us with that is co-founder of Premier Physical Therapy and Wellness, one of the largest outpatient physical therapy providers in New York City, Dr. Joe Tada. Hey, Dr. Joe.
Hi, Dr. Suzanne. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Gosh, really appreciate what you're doing and you're integrating the physical body with even our lifestyle, our what we eat and what we're going to be doing, what we put into our body. So talk to me how you got into nutrition when you are a world-class physical therapist.
Well, you know, like so many of the medical professions, you don't learn too much about nutrition in school. You really just, they kind of graze over it. But then once you start practicing, you realize that, okay, in addition to what's going on biomechanically, there's other underlying causes here. Now, in the previous section, we talked a little bit about stress and how your thoughts contribute to pain. The other big thing for people is their nutrition. Nutrition is definitely can be a contributing factor to your pain. There's even some studies showing that people who have kind of small vessel disease in their heart have back pain at the same time. So that back pain you have sometimes is a warning sign that, okay, let me look at my diet, let me look at my nutrition, let me see what's going on here. So as those little vessels are shrinking in your heart from a poor diet, the same thing can be happening in your back, so they're not bringing as much nutrients, blood flow, oxygen to the vital parts of your back.
That makes sense. You know, in my practice, I've been a chiropractor over 25 years, and I've believed for many, many years that actual bacterial overgrowth in the gut, it's called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth in the gut, can actually contribute to joint pain. And what ends up happening is there is what's called pathogenic mimicry, Dr. Joe. It's a condition where the body actually thinks that your connective tissue all around the joints and ligaments and muscles is being attacked by this bacteria that you might be having within the body. And the way the bacteria goes into the gut is through what is called leaky gut. And this all has to do with poor nutrition, drinking too much alcohol, you know, having bad forms of drugs, etc. And what ends up happening is it triggers an inflammatory autoimmune reaction to the joints. And that's part of how possibility arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis, is triggered. But I also think osteoarthritis, which is the general pain syndromes that a lot of us have as we age, it's triggered by inflammation. And you just said something really interesting, about the heart and the blood vessels. That's the same thing. They are finding now, the studies are showing, the inflammation is triggered by bacteria. Talk to me about what you know about the bacteria in the joints.
Well, what's really interesting is that, you know, we're talking about inflammation here. So the goal is to get inflammation down. Now, we know that the standard American diet is very pro-inflammatory. So the goal is, how do you work toward a place that is anti-inflammatory? You know, we tell people, obviously, eat more fruits and vegetables. That obviously gives you more fiber. But, you know, it kind of goes one level deeper than that, though. There's certain fruits and vegetables, specifically fruits, that if you have too many of them, it actually feeds that bad gut bacteria. The other thing about getting more fruits and vegetables is there are a couple of essential vitamins and minerals that you want to take in, specifically magnesium, which can help with nerve pain, help muscle relaxation, as well as potassium, which can help with muscle contraction. The other thing is that a lot of the kind of oils that you find in your diet, the corn oil, the vegetable oil, those are all kind of pro-inflammatory. So I advise people to, you know, get from those kind of omega-6 oils and work toward the, you know, omega-3 oils, which are typically found in oily fish, salmon, shrimp, things like that.
Great point. So there are nutrients that you can have, whether it's from food, but also supplements. I love the fact that you recommend all the vitamins and the nutrients coming from fruits and vegetables because, you know, there's super antioxidants in there. There's super antioxidant polyphenols that reduce inflammation. And then, of course, as you're saying, the oils, the omega-3s. I personally I don't eat a lot of fish because of the heavy metal and Fukushima contamination, the actual nuclear waste that's out there in the ocean these days. So what I do is I get a really good product that is an omega-3 product that I use, and I just take it orally daily. And by doing that, then we're going to reduce inflammation. By reducing inflammation, obviously, we're going to be less pain, right?
It's correct. I mean, there's some really great research out there on how omega-3 fatty acids in supplement form can be very helpful for people with regular arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, anywhere between 2,000 to 5,000 milligrams. So, it should definitely be part of someone's, daily regimen. The other thing is the antioxidants. What I try to, steer people towards are things like curcumin, which is the active component turmeric, boswellia, which is a root, ginger, which has great anti-inflammatory effects, not only on your pain levels, but also kind of that painful gut that you get. And then the last one would be resveratrol, which can be found in things like grapes, but also berries and pomegranates, which are great to work in as far as snacks.
Those are all awesome. I love what you're telling me because I use every one of them. I literally, ginger. I use ginger powder, Dr. Joe, and I use ginger powder just like the spice. It's got to be organic, of course. Everything's organic in my book. And I mix the ginger powder with cinnamon powder together and make a tea. And I just drink it in hot water. You can make it, it's a Korean style. That's something that I was brought up with, the cinnamon ginger combination, and it's so yummy. And I use a couple drops of stevia that makes it really tasty, and that really helps, prevent. I'm all about prevention. So if you don't have joint pain, why not prevent it? And I know that you're really big on exercise and stability and flexibility. So everyone, if you want to get some free videos from Dr. Joe, definitely go to drsuzanne.com/healbackpain. And that's drsuzanne.com/healbackpain. And you're going to get some great videos to help you relieve pain and even prevent it in the future. Now, Dr. Joe, what I also recommend in my practice is sugar-free. I mean, we all know sugar is very high inflammatory, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the classic model for that are diabetic patients who have problems regulating their blood sugar. And from those blood sugar regulation problems, they have, more inflammation. And that inflammation winds up everywhere. Obviously, people see it in their gut, but it winds up in your joints. The thing about sugar is, it goes right to your midsection. And I talked before about how that extra weight puts weight in your joints. But let me take this kind of one level deeper. That weight that sits around your midsection, it's not stagnant weight, it's actually active. So it puts out these active chemicals regularly. So within your body, it's kind of spitting out these chemicals. Those inflammatory chemicals travel all around your body, and one place they go are to your joints. It's not as common, and I'm not quite sure the average doctor who's not an integrated physician really thinks of that or knows of it, but it is very common that the fat around your midsection causes inflammation in your joints.
Yeah, that's right. The fat, I call it, it's actually an organ. It's an organ that, and if you have too much of it, it can really cause not just the fact that you don't like the way it looks, but the inflammation. It can be part of the heart disease. It totally affects the endocrine system throughout the body, and it's pretty much a gland. It is a gland, an endocrine gland, and we got to really be careful and manage the amount of fat we've got around our organs, and of course, subdermally, which is right below our skin. That's a really good point. Really good point.
The one point I'd like to bring up is actually sleep. Because they did a 2012 study in the Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatism, and they found that people who had disrupted sleep patterns were more likely to develop chronic pain patterns. So sleep is essential for healing, and it's also essential for building muscle.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Joe. Gosh, it went by so fast. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now, remember, go to HealBackPain, drsuzanne.com, healback/healbackpain. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Suzanne. Stay well.